Okay, good. There we go.
All right. Little relief that Andre didn't get suspended for Thursday.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I never thought he would. I mean, I think the league does a good job looking at those situations. I mean, and Andre's reputation as a person, as a player in this league, and what he stands for. I mean, I didn't think that would happen. So, but yeah, obviously we need him to be at our best, and so fortunate.
Coach, talk about the challenges that the short week presents.
Well, you know, it's very difficult. You come off of, you know, we both obviously both coming off very physical football games, and we got to travel too. So, you know, you had to get back to work yesterday. It's more about mentally getting ready to play during such a short period of time than it is physically. So a lot of work to do today, and bring him in early in the morning and on our way. So that on top of the fact that you guys, you know, got a great football team, make it very difficult and a big challenge for us.
How's Matt Schaub, Coach? Do you expect him to practice today? And is there any chance he won't play on Thursday?
Matt?
Yes.
My quarterback?
Yes. Was he?
Damn! If he's not playing, I sure don't know about it.
Okay. I thought I saw that he'd missed practice or didn't work yesterday, but I guess I misread that then.
No, guys, he practiced. He's fine.
Can you just talk about him this year and you know, maybe not putting up the numbers that he put up?
Yeah. Well, we're a different football team this year. You know, last year for us to move the ball, we were throwing it, you know, on a regular basis. You know, we're pretty much yardage-wise the same team that we were last year. We're just built a little bit different. We got a hell of a running back. We're running the ball pretty well. You know, we're trying to control the ball better, those type of things. Got better in the red zone. So, you know, the makeup of our team's a little bit different from that standpoint, so his numbers are down. But his play has been consistent. He's protected the ball very well. And, you know, on any given day, if he needs to go out there and, you know, have a 300-yard day, have a big day, he's very capable of doing it. But, you know, we believe running the ball makes us gives us a chance to control the football game a little better. So, you know, you never know. We'll have to see how we gotta try to get it done this Thursday.
Did you come into this season expecting your running game to be this effective, or did it kind of?
I don't think any of us consider and say that we thought Aaron would be, you know, would take the big steps he has taken. But he, you know, he did show some flashes last year. He had a great off season. We were very, very committed throughout training camp. We had to get better running the football as a team. You know, just too many turnovers, too many things like that. Couldn't close out games, that type of thing. We're poor in the red zone. So that was a big commitment from our team, and it's improved, you know. And but we got to keep going. You know, obviously got some big games coming up here.
Coach, can you talk about your performance? I think a lot of people were kind of overlooking your performance last week after the fight between Johnson and Finnegan. Can you talk about your team performance against Houston last week?
Every time we play them, it's a very physical football game, and, you know, we've been struggling on defense, you know, throughout the season, and, you know, the last 2 weeks we've actually played pretty good on defense at New York, played pretty darn well. Of course, the last minute we didn't get it done, but and then we come back last week and play our best game. So, you know, we're just, you know, hopefully we're improving. You know, it's what you want to do. You want to be playing your best here late in the season, and I think we're improving on the defensive side of the ball offensively. You know, we got to keep plugging. We've had some nicks here and there, but just got to keep going and, you know, protecting the ball better as a team. When we protect the ball, we play better.
What are your thoughts on how Michael Vick has performed for the Eagles this year? Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. I mean, he's, you know, one of the great players in this game and probably playing as well as any football player in the business right now. And you know, but I'm not surprised because I know who's coaching him every day and the job that, you know, Marty and Andy do with quarterbacks, and the job they've done with him has been, you know, remarkable. So, you know, big credit to the kid and what he's doing, but their football team has been exceptional. You know, they're in the top 10 offensively and defensively. That's hard to do in this business and playing as well as anybody.
David Akers is about to set the franchise record for games played. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the importance of having a reliable place kicker, you know, somebody that you can count on year after year no matter what.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, you end up taking him for granted. I mean, there's just, I mean, he's so automatic and all the years he's been there and what he's done. And, you know, that's a big part of the game, especially, you know, to kick there. And, you know, I know as a player playing there, the wind and some of the elements that you got to kick in, and for him to be as consistent as he's been, you know, just says a lot about him. And, you know, when you get a good one, you better hang on to him for a while. So definitely understand the importance.
Coach, the Chicago Bears had a good game plan with Julius Peppers kind of, you know, following Michael Vick around. Do you plan on Mario Williams kind of doing the same thing this week?
Well, I think we better all follow him around, guys. I mean, no one guy is going to, I mean, you can spy a guy, but, you know, he's a better athlete than that guy, much better athlete than that guy. So I think it just comes down to everybody, you know, doing their job from a contained standpoint and, you know, doing everything you can to, you know, not give up big, big plays. So I think we all got our work cut out for us. It's not about one guy. It's going to be about the group.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys, you have a good day.
Take care.